Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And I will make my covenant between you and me and will multiply you exceedingly, like I said in the beginning. Next verse. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, here, now God is taking the place of Sarai's voice. Yes, yes. Come on. When God get through with you, or let me say when he prepares you, you're going to distinguish his voice. Amen. You're going to be wanting to hear his voice. Amen. You're going to be listening for his voice. Get it back up. Amen. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. Okay? So, what happens here? Let's go on. Next verse, verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between you, me and you, and your seed after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you and to your seed after you. Verse 8. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Amen. Tell somebody, he changed his name. Amen. This is part of the process. Your speech has to change. Amen. Tell somebody, no more Abram. Stop calling me Boo Boo. That's what I grew up. Maybe you grew up with that name growing up. Boo Boo. Bad boy. Whatever you are. No, that ain't me no more. My name has been changed. I'm not Abram anymore. You see, God called him. When God got ready, he called him something different. He called him something that was on par with what God was doing. See, your speech has to come up to what God is doing. So drop the mic right there. I said, your speech has to come up to par with what God is doing. Stop all that poor mouth stuff. Stop all that, I don't understand, I don't know, I don't care, I just know. Stop all that foolishness. Start talking, I'm a king. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. What God promised me, it is coming to pass. I don't care what it looks like, it is coming to pass. It's got to come to pass. I speak to this mountain. I command it to be removed, cast into the sea. I'm not doubting in my heart. I believe what I'm saying is coming to pass. I will have what I say. Your speech has to come up to par with what God is saying. No longer are you Abram. Your name is Abraham. Every time I talk to you, it's going to be Abraham. Every time people talk to you, it'll be Abraham. Bring this thing into manifestation. God calls things that are not as though they were until they manifest. That quantum level starts to get jittery. Stuff starts to take form in that realm where we are already blessed. That blessing starts to rise up and say, Abraham. Uh-oh, it's no longer Abram. We got to get ready. Then God said, Sarai shall no longer be Sarai, but Sarah. She's a princess. Not one that's barren. Not one that's shamed because she never had a child. She's a princess. Help me, Holy Ghost. God, tell somebody it's on now. God said it's on. She had to bear that shame of never having a child. It might not be a big deal in our society, but in theirs it was. God said, I'm changing your name. When they call you now, it's going to be princess. No shame involved. No regrets involved. God started calling Abraham and Sarah. Look at somebody and tell me, you better call me blessed. Don't call me anything outside of blessed. Everything you call me got to do with blessing. Else I ain't responding. Stop answering all that other stuff. He changed the name. Look at verse 15. And God said unto Abraham, ask for Sarai, your wife. Don't call her Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. I'm going to bless her and give you a son also of her. I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall come out of her. Then Abram fell on his face and laughed. Said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? Abraham was wrestling here. And Abraham said, oh God, let Ishmael be the one. Let him live before you. God said, no dice. Verse 22. Of course, God said, I'm going to bless Ishmael, but he's not the one. Because he was born of your flesh. This one is born of covenant, born of the Spirit, born of promise. Verse 22. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. Look at Genesis 18. Verse 9, and we're talking about delayed, but not denied. This is when the two angels and the Lord himself came to visit Abraham. Verse 9, and they said unto him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old. Say that with me. Old. Not only old, but they were well stricken in years. And I'm not being facetious here. This was their natural condition. And he said, I will certainly return according to the time of life. Somebody write that down. The time of life. God said, I'm returning. But it ain't going to be on your clock. It may not be the designated Tuesday you think. Or the Saturday at women's meeting, women's ministry. But see, I'm a return according to the time of life. See, there's a clock on the inside of you. If you'll listen closely and be led by the Spirit on the inside, it will lead you in a number of these things I'm about to share with you in the appointments of the time of life. you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time, and opportunities and uncommon favor, favor that's not fair, all that God has purposed and has stored up for your destiny will be there. Because you're moving by the beat of a different drum. You're not just moving by the time. Of course, be on time. But there's another time. They're going to turn time up next Saturday. Don't be late Sunday. I'm going on God time. Well, come on. Yeah, go on God time. God will have you up 2 hours earlier. You talk about going on God's time, all right? Ask God to put you on his time. See how early he'll get you up. This can't be God's time. You said put you on my time. God never sleeps or slumbers, right? Listen, there are no boundaries with God. You got to get him out of the box. See, if God put you on that time, an appointed time, an assignment, you will have the strength for it. The grace for you to have that you need for that will be there. You do it yourself, you'll be like Uzzah, you'll be like Abraham and Sarah that just try to fulfill it in the flesh. It won't work. It won't last. Where are we at? Verse what? Genesis 18, 10. He said, I certainly will return according to life. And Sarah heard it intent to overtime. Now Abraham and Sarah were old. Therefore Sarah laughed, verse 12. Within herself. She didn't laugh out loud. Within herself she laughed, saying, after I've waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abram, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety be a child which am old, bear a child which am old? God says this, is anything too hard for the Lord? See, what delays can do, if we're not careful at guarding our heart, delays can chip away at your God confidence. It can chip away at your self-confidence. It can chip away at your esteem. It can chip away at your stature. It can chip away at how you see yourself. If you let delays, but don't tell somebody, don't let delays make you think it's a denial. Tell somebody, God's still working on the building. You know, I don't know the last time I went through a McDonald's, but if you go through a McDonald's drive-thru and all you need is a cup of coffee, you get through there real quick, right? But if you got a whole football team, a bus, and you're trying to go through the drive-thru, you're going to be at the drive-thru a long time because you got a big order. Well, if what has taken God to do in your life a long time, to me that would say, you got a big order. There's a big order that God got for you. He couldn't just do it like that. You couldn't be just whizzing through the drive-thru. He's got to prepare all that stuff for all those on that bus. Start thinking about it that way so you can break that yoke of oppression off your mind. Stop being sad, and rather be joyful that what God has promised, he is able and will perform it. Are y'all still with me?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.